the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz, it's time for Earth First Radio, and I'm Uncle Dennis. Please stay tuned for No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music.
You're cutting chainsaws, killing the trees, something, everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run. Job is done. How can we stand by while this all takes place? We've got to stop this inhuman race.
And welcome to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Every week I bring you No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music for activists on the front line of the environmental movement. And we're going to hear some announcements today about what's happening around the movement. And, of course, we're going to have news from around the states, from the animal world, and maybe some international news in here, too. So stay tuned. In these stories, you'll hear about the folks who are killing the planet and the folks who have detailed information about saving what's left. They all have names and addresses, phone numbers, fax numbers, email, and web addresses. So please, go get a pencil or a pen, some recycled paper to write down the information so you could do something about it, because this is not Couch Potato Radio. It's activist radio, and I urge you to take down the information and act on it. You really can make a difference by writing letters, sending faxes, and making phone calls when you aren't out in the woods, up in a tripod or a tree sitter, locked down at the road blockade. Of course, Earth First Radio can use your help, too. If you have announcements or news about what's going on in your bioregion, send it by email to cruzef@cruzio.com. That's C-R-U-Z-E-F at C-R-U-Z-I-O.com. Or send your letters to Earth First Radio, P.O. Box 344, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. That's Earth First Radio, P.O. Box 344, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. Be sure to send those announcements at least 3 weeks in advance, and if you lose this information, it's in the Earth First Journal on the back page next to the announcements. And speaking about announcements from the Earth First Journal, folks out in the Midwest should be getting ready for the Midwest Rendezvous. May 21st through May 23rd, learn new skills, meet new friends, and have a great time. For 3 days, May 21st through May 23rd, and you'll be somewhere in the North Forest. Anyway, contact North Forest Earth First at 748 Algoma Road, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, 54901. That's North Forest Earth First, 948 Algoma Road, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, 54901. Or you can phone them at 920-424-0265. That's 920-424-0265. Or SEAC at pobox.uwash.edu. That's SEAC at pobox.uwosh.edu. And June 18th is getting closer. That's the International Anti-Corporate Day. Activists from diverse groups around the world are getting ready to protest all kinds of corporate actions around the world. That's June 18th. Do something in your area. All right. There are other stuff coming up. Let me get to the other page here. The Cove Mallard Spring Action Training Camp will be taking place May 26th through the 31st. That's May 26th through the 31st in Cove Mallard, their Spring Action Training Camp. They're going to be defending Otter Wing again this summer. Another summer and fall of resistance. Contact them at P.O. Box 8968. Moscow, Idaho. That's P.O. Box 8968, Moscow, Idaho, 83843, or 208-882-9755. That's 208-882-9755, or cove@moscow.com. C-O-V-E at moscow.com. The email address, we eat curry lentils and we never sleep, they say. And also coming up is the 1999 End Corporate Dominance Conference, May 21st through the 23rd at Portland State University, Portland, Oregon. For more information, contact the End Corporate Dominance Alliance, P.O. Box 1375, Portland, Oregon, 97207. That's the End Corporate Dominance Alliance, P.O. Box 1375, Portland, Oregon, 97207. A great way to get ready for June 18th. All right, moving on into other announcements. Let's see what's going on here. The Wilderness Science in a Time of Change Conference, May 23rd through May 27th at Missoula, Montana. For more information, contact Stephen McCool. And he's at the Board of Forest, School of Forestry, excuse me, University of Montana. His number, 406-243-5406. That's Stephen McCool, 406-243-5406. Or contact smccool at forestry.umt.edu. And the 9th Annual Heartwood Forest Council, May 29th through the 31st, Traverse City, Michigan. It'll take place near the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Seashore at Camp Greilich, just south of Traverse City. Once again, May 29th through the 31st, the 9th Annual Heartwood Forest Council. For more information, contact Karen at 608-255-8187. That's Karen at 608-255-8187. And of course, the Endangered Species Activist Conference, June 4th through 7th in Washington, D.C. If you'd like more information about the Endangered Species Activist Conference, contact Liz Butler at lizb@americanlands.org. That's lizb@americanlands.org. Or you can try her phone, 202-547-9098. Excuse me. That's 202-547-9098. And also the Eastern Old Growth Conference, June 10th through 12th in Duluth, Minnesota. This is the 5th Eastern Old Growth Conference. And for more information, it's at mhellman@forestry.umn.edu. That's mhellman@forestry.umn.edu. And, of course, the Forest Protection Lobby Week, June 14th through 18th. That's going to happen in Washington, D.C. Get your butt to Washington, D.C. And again, call Liz Butler at 202-547-9098. That's lizb@americanlands.org. You already have that one. Just call her about both of those things, okay? More announcements about other things later on. And, of course, upcoming next week is the Maxam and Alcoa Aluminum Shareholders Meeting down in Houston, Texas. Or is it Dallas, Texas? I don't know. It's down there somewhere in Texas. Anyway, all kinds of stuff starting on the evening of May 17th, Tuesday, May 18th, and Wednesday, May 19th. All that stuff is, and it's definitely in Houston, okay? So get yourself to Houston, participate in the Maxam shareholders meetings, or at least have your voice known. Don't have any contact information. You're going to have to find out when you get down there. Here's one. BACH at IGC.org. That's BACH at IGC.org. And put Houston in the subject line. The 3rd Annual Western Washington Forest Conference, May 21st through the 23rd at the Sisyphus Learning Center in Randall, Washington. Learn all about threats to the remaining roadless areas on public lands. And if you're interested, contact Denise, or Demise, it says, Foster, at demise@pcbp.org. That's Demise, D-E-M-I-S-E, at pcbp.org. And, of course, the Ruckus Society's 2nd Annual Human Rights Action Camp, May 27th through June 3rd, just outside of Washington, D.C. And here's the address. Contact the Ruckus Society, 2054 University Avenue, Suite Number 204, Berkeley, California, 94704. That's the Ruckus Society, 2054 University Avenue, Suite 204, Berkeley, California, 94704. Or, of course, ruckus at ruckus.org. That's R-U-C-K-U-S at ruckus.org. The Home Depot fax-in day is Tuesday, May 18th. Fax in to Home Depot. Tell them to get rid of old growth in their store. Here's a fax number, 770-384-2337. That's 770-384-2337. That's the fax number for Arthur Blank, the Chief Executive Officer of Home Depot. All right, and I already did that one. Here's a job announcement. Are you looking for a job? Well, you might still be able to get on with the Sierra Club. They have a California Forest Conservation Organizer position open. This is a full-time job, pays good money, and runs through the end, middle of December of this year. It's grant dependent, so anyway, get your application into the Sierra Club ASAP, and great. Hey, Sierra Club regional organizer for California, and great. There's absolutely no way to get in touch with them other than Sierra Club at Sierra Club. Oh, here we go. Barbara.Boyle at sfsierra.sierraclub.org. There you go. Barbara.Boyle at sfsierra.sierraclub.org. They really need to make that more prominent in their announcements. And there's a Forest Guardians Gathering coming up in June. The third annual Forest Guardians Gathering is June 4th through the 6th at the Elliott Barker Camp in Angel Fire, New Mexico. And they'll be talking about all the things that go on in the Southwest, including what color to paint your mailbox, apparently. Contact Laylee McHannon at 505-988-9126. That's Laylee McHannon, 505-988-9126, or email to swwild at fguardians.org. That's swwild at fguardians.org. All right, you want to be a global warming intern? Kyoto Now is looking for interns. Contact Stu Dahlheim at American Lands, 202-547-9400. That's 202-547-9400 if you'd like to be a Kyoto Now intern. And apparently you can contact Stu at AmericanLands.org via email. That is STU at AmericanLands.org. All right, that's enough announcements for now. Let's bomb right into the news, okay? If you live in Oregon, watch out. Senate Bill 678, as amended, makes it a felony to attempt to or to obstruct, impair, hinder agricultural operations, which includes logging, on someone else's property. It makes a simple trespass violation a felony. It's currently being heard in the Senate Judiciary Committee. If you'd like further information about this rather onerous law, contact Jeff Watkins with the Sierra Club, 503-378-9800. That's 503-378-9800. Contact Jeff Watkins. Or you can contact Jeff Watkins at OnlineMac.com. That's Jeff Watkins, all one word, at OnlineMac, all one word, .com. And environmental groups opposed to old-growth logging on federal lands have filed a broad lawsuit aimed at protecting ancient forests across the state of Oregon. The suit follows on the heels of the federal lawsuit filed in January by the same group of plaintiffs that focused on old-growth sales in the Willamette and Mount Hood National Forests. New round of litigation broadens the protection efforts to include all of the west side of Oregon. And it takes aim at the Forest Service's controversial replacement volume program that requires the Forest Service to offer timber of like kind and volume to sales that have been canceled to protect the marbled murrelet. The plaintiffs in this suit include the Cascadia Wildlands Project, Santiam Watershed Guardians, Klamath Siskiyou Wildland Center, and the American Lands Alliance. Contact them for more information. In other Oregon news, an Umpqua National Forest biologist has accused her superiors in the Forest Service of undercutting efforts to restore threatened salmon runs in order to push through, you got it, timber sales. The letter was included Friday in a petition from the Forest Service Employees for Environmental Ethics asking to join the plaintiffs in the lawsuit on 24 timber sales on the Umpqua National Forest. Cindy Barkhurst, a 20-year veteran of the U.S. Forest Service who coordinates efforts on behalf of threatened and endangered species for the Umpqua, wrote the letter on May 6th to Andy Stahl of the Forest Service Employees for Environmental Ethics. Barkhurst wrote that she and other experienced biologists have been replaced by inexperienced people or non-biologists on a team that consults with the National Marine Fisheries Service on whether logging threatens the survival of coho salmon and Umpqua River Sea Run cutthroat trout, both protected by the Endangered Species Act. I believe higher officials have conducted actions of malfeasance, she writes, that have not only impacted my professional reputation and future career aspirations, but have harmed the public trust. Umpqua National Forest spokesman Liz Stevenson-Shaw said the Forest Service could not comment on Barkhurst's letter because it involved pending litigation. From California, American Rivers has named the San Pedro River the fourth most endangered river in the United States. The San Pedro is the Southwest's last undammed river, but is being sucked dry by the U.S. Army's Fort Huachuca and uncontrolled urban sprawl. An international team of scientists convened by NAFTA, Environmental Commission, in response to a petition filed by the Southwest Center for Biodiversity, concluded last year that the river will run dry if current pumping levels continue. Following its designation as the nation's first riparian national conservation area and the removal of all cattle from 45 miles of the river, the San Pedro has developed the Southwest's largest riparian forest. It supports two-thirds of all North American bird species, about 400, and the world's second highest diversity of mammals, 82 species, and, of course, 43 species of reptiles. And from California, good news. All four of the forestry reform bills have passed out of the Natural Resources Committees in the Assembly and Senate. All of the targeted senators and assembly members voted yes. Thank you to all of you for those calls and letters. They really helped. The reforms in these bills have potential to increase enforcement of California's forest practice laws and protect fisheries and forests to recover from irresponsible forest practices. All right, what are the two bills? In the Assembly, AB 717, entered by Fred Keeley, would require better information on timber harvest plans and make the California Department of Forestry more accountable to other agencies involved in the process. AB 748, also written by Fred Keeley from our fair city of Santa Cruz, would finally end the long-standing timber subsidy by requiring the industry to pay the costs incurred by public agencies in reviewing THPs. In the Senate, Senate Bill 630, filed by Byron Scher, would require the Board of Forestry to analyze the environmental effects of clear-cutting on steep slopes, especially in connection with landslides. And Senate Bill 621, also by Byron Scher, would require the Board of Forestry to adopt emergency rules to protect watercourses and coho salmon. It would impose a civil penalty of up to $50,000 a day for violation of the Forest Practices Act. From Georgia, we read that the Georgia Department of Transportation proposes an extension to the Eisenhower Freeway, bisecting lands considered sacred by the Muscogee Creek Nation. In addition to impacting Muscogee sacred lands, the freeway route would impact bottomland hardwood wetlands, watersheds, and vistas. Opponents of the project say the impacts could be avoided by using one of several other possible routes. Because of the opposition, local officials are threatening to seek legislative exemption from the requirements of the Department of Transportation demonstration that there are no feasible and prudent alternatives to the project. To voice your concern, call the Georgia Department of Transportation at 404-699-4411. That's Georgia Department of Transportation, 404-699-4411. In Virginia, the Mattapony River, which supports healthy populations of shad and nesting bald eagles, is threatened by a reservoir proposed by the city of Newark. The city wants to reservoir for future water demand, even though it would destroy more than 400 acres of forested wetlands and jeopardize the Mattaponi tribe's shad fishery. The Mattaponi Indians, whose reservations date back to 1658, are strongly opposed to the reservoir. The lands would be inundated by the proposed reservoir and would flood lands sacred to us, lands that shelter the graves of our ancestors, said Todd Costello, a representative of the tribe. The tribe will undertake a symbolic procession, a trail of hope, on May 15th. For more information or to participate, contact the 804-769-7745. That phone number again, 804-769-7745. Or visit the webpage at trailofhope.org. That's www.trailofhope, all one word, .org. And after walking 36 hours across a canyon to board buses for the Chihuahua state capital of Mexico, men, women, and children from the remote mountain settlement of Ejido Pino Gordo held a sit-in at the governor's palace to protest the logging of hundreds of 200-year-old trees. Forestry laws passed in recent years encourage communities in Mexico to divide forests into plots and to sign away timber harvesting deals with logging companies. But what happens is that many of those forest communities end up in peonage, owing increasing sums to the logging companies each year, despite the harvest of their entire forests. And the proposed 2-million-acre Camula Doso logging project, located in the heart of Papua New Guinea's largest lowland rainforest, has been shown to have been approved in a fraudulent manner. This comes as the government continues to fast-track some 60 new timber operations outside of proper legal procedures. Essentially, most of Papua New Guinea's commercially accessible forests are being sold off under questionable circumstances in a matter of months. It is clear that a memorandum on establishing, it is clear that a moratorium on the establishment of new timber operations, as NGOs have been calling for, may be necessary to reestablish proper forest sector governance in the third largest rainforest region remaining in the world. The California Native Plant Society is circulating a sign-on letter calling for equal protection for plants under the Endangered Species Act. Currently, the Endangered Species Act allows unlimited destruction, even extirpation, of many federally listed threatened and endangered plant species without penalty on lands outside of federal jurisdiction. Reauthorization and reform of the ESA are currently being debated in Congress. One purpose of the sign-on letter is to bring the issue of plant protection to the attention of our elected representatives so that it can be addressed in legislation. The sign-on letter is for organizations rather than individuals and is targeting scientific societies and local, regional, and national conservation groups. But if you need further information, contact Emily Robertson of CNPS. That's Emily R. at cnps.org. And if you'd like a copy of it, the sign-on letter, you go to their webpage at www.cnps.org/lma/equal_petition.html. That webpage again, www.cnps.org/lma/equal_petition.html. And your written comments are needed by May 29th on the Medicine Bow Wildlands Alert. The U.S. Forest Service recently released its proposed forest-wide travel management plan for southeastern Wyoming's Medicine Bow National Forest. The proposal: all areas of the forest, motorized vehicles would be restricted year-long to designated roads and trails, and off-road motorized travel would not be allowed. Given the extensive damage caused by ORVs in recent years, it is necessary and appropriate for the U.S. Forest Service to prohibit off-road travel, and your support is desperately needed. Send your mail to Biodiversity Associates, J. Kessler, at igc.org. That's J. Kessler, K-E-S-S-L-E-R, J. Kessler, at igc.org, for more information on the Medicine Bow National Forest Travel Management Plan. All right. That's it for the news today. To get news or announcements from your bioregion to Earth First Radio, please send us email at cruzef@cruzio.com. That's C-R-U-Z-E-F at C-R-U-Z-I-O.com. Or send your letters to Earth First Radio, P.O. Box 344, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. That's Earth First Radio, P.O. Box 344, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. Be sure to send those announcements at least 3 weeks in advance. And if you'd like more in-depth news and information about the Earth First movement, subscribe to the Earth First Journal. Their address, P.O. Box 1415, Eugene, Oregon, 97440. That's the Earth First Journal, P.O. Box 1415, Eugene, Oregon, 97440. You can hear Earth First Radio live every week on Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM, Thursday nights at 8 p.m., or you can listen to Earth First Radio on your computer at the World Wide Web. Set your browser to radioforall.web.net. That's radioforall, the number 4, .web.net. You'll need a sound card, but the software you need is free on the website. Earth First Radio is being rebroadcast by a growing number of free speech and non-commercial radio stations. Ask your local station to rebroadcast Earth First Radio. Earth First Radio is produced by Earth First Santa Cruz and is affiliated with the Earth First Radio Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Daryl Cherney from the CD Keep It Wild. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening, and tune into the next Earth First Radio show for more No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music. And here's a little music to finish out our show. It's Casey Neal.
We're dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations, dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations, dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations. Ha, 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 ha. Say goodbye to plastic and goodbye to cars. No more convenience stores. Hello to stars. No more Wall Street and no more Pentagon. About these things makes me happy. We're dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations, dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations, dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations. Ha, 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 ha. Goodbye to polystyrene, we'll put it into the waste. There is no time for debating, we have to make haste. If we're going to survive without computer program minds, we're going to have to can pop culture. And say hello to campfires and stomping bare feet. And naked amoebas hungry to eat. Hello to primal consciousness and love for the land. Now that coyotes are running the country. We're dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations. Multinational corporations, dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations. Ha, 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 ha. Sayonara to suburbia and well-manicured lawns. Bye.